it takes the same amount of time to see the good as to see the bad. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. It takes the same amount of time to see the good as to see the bad. Training ourselves to see the good is a wonderful and a positive thing, something that is quite important for all of us to do. How do we go about training ourselves to see the good and to know the good and to live the good? We have a lot of talk about positive thinking that's been going on for, well, forever really, and sometimes there's courses in it, sometimes it's sort of on the upsweep, and other times it's sort of ignored. But always, positive thinking has a place, a very real place, in the lives of all of us. Think of positive thinking for yourself. How do you live positive thinking? How do you demonstrate positive thinking in your life? How do you express positive thinking in all of the things that you do? It's quite something to realize that we have the opportunity to see good or to see bad. Now, a person who trains himself to see good, trains himself to look for the good in the world, has done a very marvelous job for themselves. They've given themselves one of the greatest blessings that anyone could ever have, the ability to see good everywhere. To see good everywhere means that we look for the good in everything that we do. We look for the happiness in everything that is around us. Oh, we can look at the faults. We can say, you didn't clean here and you didn't clean there. Look, I put my finger above the windowsill here and there's dirt there, and I look at here, all these things where you missed. Or we can go around the house and say, wow, this place is so beautiful. It is so spotless. It's just such a joy to be here. Everywhere I am, I feel that there's been a loving touch here. There's been a feeling of joy and a feeling of peace here. How great that is. How great that is. And what happens to the other people in the house? What happens to the people who have made the house clean? They just sort of giggle inside. When I think of the word giggle, I think of the word Anita, one of our monks. Anita is always a giggler, and she's always looking for happy things. And even in tough circumstances, she says, you know, I giggle my way out of it. You know, she really does, too. And you and I, we can giggle our way out of it. When we look around and we see the things that are worth giggling, that are worth laughing, that are worth seeing the good in them, we'll be amazed at how much there is. When you look at the scenery, you say, oh, look at the fire had burned over the hillside here 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, and the sticks are still standing up there, and some of them are still black, and oh, isn't that sad, and isn't that a shame? Oh, now, when I walk the path, I look around and I see where the fire had been, and I say to myself, oh, look at the beautiful green shoots that are jumping up everywhere. Look at the belly flowers that are along the pathway that you have to lie on your tummy to see what the flowers really look like. Be close to them. Look at the cactus and how they're in bloom with their giant, glorious yellow flowers that last for such a short time, and then they're gone again. But oh, how wonderful they are now. How glorious they are. You want to take pictures of them. You certainly don't want to pick a cactus. You get yourself all full of cactus thorns. And hey, that's okay. The cactus is saying, leave my beautiful blossom alone. Come and look at it and enjoy it and delight in it, but leave it alone. And you know, we have that tendency. We want to pick things and make them ours. Enjoy them in our heart. That's the way to do it. Look at it and enjoy it. Find the good everywhere. Look at the beautiful sunrise. This morning, as I was walking the path early in the morning, it was about 4:30, and it was beautiful. The sun was starting to pop over the side of the hill, and it was just really amazing. And as I was walking along, the mist was deep in the valley that had come up from the ocean, and it had made the valley just sort of all disappear. And as Rex and I were walking up to the meditation seat, we arrived there and we looked out across the valley. And little by little, the sun was glistening across the top of the hilltops. And little by little, the fog was sort of fading away, the mist was fading away. And the morning was glorious and beautiful. The houses and all in the valley were gone. They were missing. They were there was just a sea of whiteness there. How beautiful it was. And little by little, the whiteness disappeared, and the houses returned, and the valley returned. And it was a glorious thing to see. And as I looked toward the sun, I saw it shimmering through the early mist. It just gave me about 1,000,000,000 different rainbows that were just jumping hither and yon. And I walked along, and I saw this spider web. It was all across my path. It was, not a lot of it, but there was maybe a couple of threads. And the morning mist was still on that spider web. Gee, what amazing strength that web has. And I looked at it, and I could see it. And so I ducked underneath it as I walked along so that I wouldn't break it. How glorious, how beautiful. And then as I looked around, I thought to myself, hey, when the international travelers are walking through our property, they sometimes drop their water bottles or they throw them under a bush. And why do they throw them under a bush? If they just leave them out in the open, I could pick them up easily and throw them in the trash. But hey, I've got that thing that reaches up on the top shelf and clamps onto a can or something like that. I can take that with me as I walk the path and just reach in the bush and pick up those bottles and put them in the trash bag and take them to the trash can. Hey, we can keep this thing just so beautiful. It's so nice when I look out there and I see nature in its fullness. I see the riverbed. And I see the footprints of the international travelers. I see the bottles that they have left, and I pick them up. Whenever I see a cigarette butt, I pick it up and put it in the trash. And whenever I see anything that is sort of a human interloping into nature, I pick it up and put it in the trash. And so it's all nice. And what the heck? And even as I walk along, I look at the weeds. Some of them are growing up in my path because you don't walk over the whole path. And so they're growing up, and I think to myself, I'll wear my gloves tomorrow, and I'll pull those weeds out so that the path will be nice and clean, because I like a nice, clean path to walk along. But it's so beautiful just the way it is, but when I make a little improvement here and a little improvement there, hey, it is so nice. And around another seat that Gregor had made for us, it's a wonderful set of logs that have been split somehow beautifully right down the middle, making two beautiful long seats about 8 or 10 feet long. Just wonderful. And around it, where I haven't been sitting and stomping my feet or something, there are a few weeds. And so tomorrow when I take my walk, I'll put my gloves on and I'll reach down and pull out maybe 8 or 10 weeds. And then it looks just like a garden. It looks just like a cleared spot that is inviting and saying, come, sit here and enjoy. It takes the same amount of time to see the good as it does to see the bad. I don't consider the weeds bad. I consider them as an invitation to me for exercise. I consider them an invitation to me to bend over and stand up and bend over and stand up and bend over and stand up. And hey, I feel good in doing that. It's my morning exercise. It's my morning goodness. Holding the leash for Rex, and sometimes he forgets and leaps out to catch or run after a rabbit. And the rabbit just sits there and looks at him and says, ha-ha, I know you're on the leash. Ha-ha. I just look for the good. And Rex says, do I have to be on this leash? No, he never says that. He says to me, you know, I like being on this leash. And when we put this leash on, that means I'm going for a walk. That means I'm going to be out with you, and we're going to be together, and we're going to be doing things together. I'm going to have your full attention. And he says, I'll sit when you say sit, and I'll lay down when you say lay down, and I will come when you say come. And he says, I like that. I like that. I just see the good in it. And everywhere we go. And you know, another thing Rex likes to do, he likes to pick up a stick as we're walking along, being a golden retriever that he is. And he picks up sometimes a stick that's 8 feet long, and he hauls that along the path for, maybe 100 feet, and then he drops it by the way. And he picks up a small one, and a big one, and a this, and a that. He just has a ball. And I just have the greatest joy in seeing the things that he does. And then when I get back, I sit before my computer and prepare these talks for you. Prepare these wonderful words that I like to share with you. The instant illumination that fills my heart and my soul with all goodness and light and love. It's such a grand and a glorious thing. It's so fulfilling and so rewarding. But you know, it's only fulfilling, and it's only rewarding because of one thing. Because I'm a happy person, and that's what makes me happy. I am a happy person, and I see the good in everything. And everywhere I go, I see the good. And you know, just like I was thinking earlier, why not spend more time in laughing and seeing the good everywhere than in frowning and finding problems? Call it, name it good, and so it is. Live it and see it good, and so it is. And so are you, and so am I. Have a lovely day, do beautiful things, and know that I am always with you in my heart, my soul, and my being, because I love you. I love you. I love you.